WBDGFM HD1, Indianapolis.
You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go! It's
going to be fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down to
this. Own your action.
Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis Football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis Football is hit.
Who's going to go home?
Are you seniors? Will you let this be taken away from you?
No, sorry.
No way.
You must go seize the
It's going to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis! Touchdown, Ben Davis! The Giants win!
I am honored every day to put on something that says Ben Davis Football. I am honored.
When you hit the door, you're a Ben Davis Giant.
And good evening and welcome into Inside Ben Davis Football, Week 13 edition. And this is presented by Bear Realtor. I'm your host, Jackson White. And joining me is WBDG General Manager John Easter. And, of course, your head football coach for your Ben Davis Giants, Jason Simmons. The Giants went on to win in big fashion over Brownsburg last Friday night, 32-14, to win their third consecutive regional in their fifth straight game. The Giants are now 7-5 on the season. Coach, the offense was rolling last Friday night, but the big story of the game had to be the defense. I mean, they stepped up in just such a big fashion. What did you see from them?
Well, you know, I think you go back to the intro to the show, and you hear Coach Dolahan talk about Ben Davis football is hit, Ben Davis football is physical, and that's what you saw from our defense Friday. You know, we really challenged those guys throughout the week because, the first time we played Brownsburg, we gave up quite a bit in the run game, gave up some shots. They caught us in some motions and shifts, and they really tried to get us to be a dumb defense and tried to leverage us with motions and shifts and formations. And so for us, it was about getting lined up all week. And if we felt like if we got lined up all week, then we were going to go be a fast, physical hitting defense. And you saw that on Friday. Our guys took the challenge personal, and they answered the bell in their preparation. They answered their bell in their work throughout the week, and then they answered the bell in their performance on Friday night.
Leading up to the game on Friday, Coach, we talked a lot about how the experience factor might play into the contest, and it seemed like your guys were ready to go. They knew what to expect in a regional-type atmosphere, and Brownsburg seemed maybe a little bit off. So what do you think the benefits were to having that? Those flight hours, as you've said before.
Yeah, we talked to our guys about that on Thursday. Like, you're going to wake up tomorrow, when we talked last Thursday to them, you're going to wake up Friday morning, game day. It has to be just another day. Like, there's one team coming into this game that's been here and done that, and that's you all. And, we talked to our guys about that. We talked to our guys about what their day's like when they have success, what their day's like when we haven't been successful. Just so they understand the headspace that is to their benefit. And, we knew coming into the game what the game, could potentially be. This is the third straight regional for this senior class. A lot of guys that took snaps for us on Friday night took snaps in that regional game a year ago. And our guys knew what to expect. And from the time that I saw them first thing in the morning all the way through the day to the time they checked in the field house, just all the way through, you could see them in the right headspace, in the right frame of mind. And, when you take the field for pregame, you never need motivation in a regional, but when the other team wants to drop the hammer on the middle of the field on your logo, and I mean, it's like, all right, like they just gave us a little bit extra motivation. And our guys took that personal, I'll be honest with you. And, for us, they didn't need the extra motivation, but, we'll certainly take it. But, we wanted to come out, and we felt like it was important to get off to a good start. And then, when you can go on a 13-play drive to start the game offensively, and we scored three times, we had two drops that were like, geez, come on, gang. But to still find a way to punch it in on that opening drive, we get the two-point conversion. Then we go out and go three and out, and it's like, okay, we got an opportunity to take a stranglehold on this ball game. And didn't probably do it quite as well as we wanted to, but you certainly look at how our defense played, getting the two first half takeaways and causing multiple three and outs there in the first half. It really set us up as a football team to go into halftime with a little bit of a lead, and then we certainly had some success there in the first half.
Coach, big win, 32-14. What was the feeling in the locker room after this win?
You know, our guys were excited, but they expected to win that game, to be honest with you. And there was a lot of celebrating on the field, if you will. By the time we got back into the locker room, it was just business as usual. We found out who won the other game. Obviously, we're going to talk about that opponent here in just a little bit. But, you know, our guys have been here and done that too. You know, they had been here. Mm-hmm. They had won a regional before. And for them, it was a big reward for the work that they had put in during the week. And now moving on, you know, here we are. We get another opportunity to be one of four teams left in 6A and to have a shot.
With maybe this is a question better asked in the second half, but I'll ask it now because you brought up the practice and things last week. It seemed like you were very enthusiastic last week about how the Giants practice. What was different about that week?
Yeah, you know, sitting here last Wednesday, I had to be a little tempered, you know, because I remember telling you guys off air, like, you know, I don't know what this is going to mean, but we've just had three of the better days of practice that I've seen. And, you know, I just felt like the maturity of our football team was clearly evident last week. The focus, the attention to detail and preparation, just in terms of recognizing formations, recognizing motions, how that formation and motion is going to impact what play we're going to see from them. And then conversely, being able to know and understand what their defensive look was. And so when you talk about putting a game plan in on Sunday and you talk about, you know, you got to go into Monday and have a good mental day, but you still got to be physical. You still got to be on the move a little bit. You still got to beat and bang a little. You know, I felt it on Monday, like, man, this football team was ready to go. Like, no questions asked, locked in and ready to go. And Tuesday, we were a little bit better. It's like, okay. You know, Wednesday, we were a little bit better. And I came in here Wednesday, like, man, I really, you know, I just had a really good vibe about this football team, the way they carried themselves last week, the way they prepared, the way they absorbed the game plan, and the way they executed it in practice. And, you know, it says a lot about this team to go do what they did in practice and then to have the performance that they did in throughout the game, but certainly getting off to a good start there in the first quarter. And that, you know, defensively, that group's been beat up a little bit this year at times, but they're healthy. They're playing fast. They get two takeaways. They get multiple three and outs. And really, you know, when you go into halftime and you have 250 yards of offense and you've given up 50, like, it's, you know, game plans are working, you know. And so then it was a matter of just getting our guys settled and locked back in so we could come out in the second half and try and do the same thing.
Yeah, like you said, only 50 yards of offense for Brownsburg in the first half. And one thing that was a big talking point last Wednesday was the Brownsburg running game. Like, they were one of the best rushing teams in the state of Indiana. They had over 2,500 rushing yards before this game. And you guys really just made them attempt to beat you through the air, and like you said, two turnovers. Dylan Moore had a huge game, two interceptions. So I mean, that defense, just from a defense that really struggled at the start of the year, it seems like they've grown so much from then till now.
Yeah, I think what's been the most consistent thing about this group was our ability to defend the run week in and week out. You know, we have struggled, you know, at times in on the back end, but I felt good about watching our guys get lined up and getting off the ball all week long. And, you know, they did some different things in tempo. They did some different things with motions that, you know, we knew there was a limited play menu when we got this look. And so getting our guys locked in on what that play menu looked like really helped us fit it and really helped us get to the football with a little bit of purpose. And I think you saw that Friday. I mean, we played a lot with four down linemen, which is a little bit of a deviation from our normal scheme, but it really fit, you know, kind of what they wanted to do with their run game, and it fit our personality. And so, you know, our defensive staff led by Coach Sumner, Coach Zachary, who's a Ben Davis alum, Coach Pearson, Coach Harris, guys that have been around ball for a while, put together a really good defensive game plan. And really, I felt like Coach Suggs had those guys in the secondary locked into, don't get lulled to sleep. Don't get lulled to sleep. You know, run guys have to go be run guys. Pass guys have to go be pass guys. And I think you saw us go fit the run with the guys that were run players. And so our ability to be disciplined on the back end took away kind of that play action element that they wanted to have, you know, off of that run game. And so, you know, that philosophy helped us. Felt like our game plan was really good going into it, and our guys owned the game plan, lined up, and played hard. Played hard Ben Davis football.
Coach, you mentioned obviously Ben Davis alumni on your staff, of which you have several on your football staff. You talked about Coach Delahan in the open. Some of the alumni that you have played for Coach D. Others played for Coach Kirshner. So when you look at your staff, what benefit is it to have a Ben Davis alum on your staff?
It's everything. You know, when you talk about the standard in this program, you talk about the history in this program and what we're blessed to represent day in and day out. I mean, it's everything. You know, we talk about it before every practice. I didn't grow up on the west side of Indy. I didn't grow up very far away from here. Didn't play in this program, played in an equally great program on the south side of Indy. But this program's always been special. You know, this program's been special to a lot of people long before I was first involved with it in 2006, and it'll be special to a lot of people long after I'm gone. And so it's everything. You know, when you look across the board, you know, we have four Ben Davis alums on the offensive side of the ball. We have four Ben Davis alums on the defensive side of the ball. You know, our special teams coordinator's a Ben Davis alum. You know, we have a volunteer guy that comes in and helps coach our kickers who's a Ben Davis alum. Like, there's Ben Davis alums up and down our staff. And, you know, I'll give you the perfect example is, you know, Coach Small led our offensive meeting right before we got ready to take the field. And the next person that spoke, the next person that usually speaks is me. And I didn't speak. I turned it over to Coach Thompson, you know, and Bo Thompson was a very successful wide receiver here, part of a state championship team, multiple state champions here. And he got up and spoke to our guys. He spoke to our guys from the heart, and that really resonated with our players. And you could see it, you could feel it, you could feel the vibe in the room, and it was like, shoot, there nothing else needs to be said. You know, that's a Ben Davis guy talking to Ben Davis guys, and you get in that situation, and you can lean on those coaches. They're just Ben Davis guys talking to Ben Davis guys.
And, yeah, before we wrap it up with this first half of Inside Ben Davis Football, this game, I mean, you guys executed in every stage of the game, but there's obviously things you can learn from this past game last Friday night. What did you guys take away from the win?
Well, I think we got we took a lot away from the win. You know, we the ability to line up and fit the run, the ability to recognize formations, the ability to recognize, you know, key defenders in the pass game. You look at the performance that Juwan Swanson had on the perimeter. Our wide receivers had a great night. We had five drops. Like, can't drop the ball. You know, we dropped three what would have been touchdowns, you know, and so that's been a point of emphasis for us, especially with the elements. You know, you can't talk about it being windy when you throw the ball for close to 300 yards. Like, the wind can't be a factor. And so, you know, there are certainly things offensively that we got to get better at, you know, just securing the catch, finishing the play with the ball, being priorities on the perimeter. We got to make sure we're finishing blocks and finishing piles up front as an offensive line group. You know, defensively, we got to make sure we're getting to the ball. We got to maintain great eye discipline. Those are all things that are going to help us coming up, you know, here in 2 days. And then on special teams, you know, it really comes down to discipline and assignment football. And we were able to execute fairly well on Friday, but, you know, you always got to work to get better in every way that you can.
And that's going to wrap up the first half here of Inside Ben Davis Football. We'll be right back talking about Center Grove versus Ben Davis for a chance to take a trip down to Lucas Oil Stadium. The Giants have not been there since 2017, so looking to finally do it again. We'll be right back on Inside Ben Davis Football.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ahora que las vacunas contra el COVID-19 estén disponibles, es posible que te preguntes, ¿debería vacunarme? ¿Me ayudará a volver a hacer lo que me encanta, como reunirme con mis amigos o viajar? ¿Y podré hacerlo sin poner en riesgo a mi familia? Tienes preguntas, y eso es normal. Así que visita detidepende.org para obtener la información más reciente sobre las vacunas contra el COVID-19. Para volver a los momentos que extrañamos, comienza por informarte. De ti depende. Un mensaje del Ad Council y los CDC.
Now back to Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor.
And welcome back to Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor. I'm Jackson White, and joining me again is, of course, WBDG General Manager John Easter and your head football coach of your Ben Davis Giants, Jason Simmons. Another matchup against the Center Grove team, coach. I mean, you guys kept with this team. Really, like people said, even in the press box, this is the best anyone stayed with them all year. I mean, to that point in the regular season. And, I mean, you guys are hot right now, Center Grove, even though they're undefeated for almost two seasons now. They looked beatable of late. What have you seen from them in the past couple weeks?
I don't know if beatable is the adjective I would throw out right away. Here's what we've seen from them. You know, they there aren't very many football teams that feel like they can go flip a switch. And, you know, you watch that Lawrence North game, and when they needed a stop, they were able to get a stop. When they needed a touchdown, they were able to get a touchdown. You go back and watch their other two tournament games that we traded with them, and, you know, they were similar to our early tournament games. You know, the score kind of got out of hand pretty quickly, but they, you know, that's them asserting their will. And, you know, I think offensively they're very efficient. It starts with their run game. I think it's easy to look at the quarterback and say, man, he's really good, and he is really good. There's a reason he's going to, you know, there's a reason he's going to the SEC. Mm-hmm. His ability to get the ball out and put it where he wants to put it, you know, speaks volumes about his arm talent. He's got a quick release, so he doesn't take a lot of pressure, doesn't take a lot of hits because he does get the ball out. But it starts with their run game. And when you defend them right now, whether it's out of their spread looks or whether it's out of their wing tee looks, they still want to run the ball first. They want to physically try and lean on you. They physically want to assert themselves, and their running backs are extremely talented. And so you can't give them soft edges to run to, which, you know, we did a little bit of in week four. You have to make sure that you're extremely disciplined. You go back to the first touchdown they scored against us in week four, and, you know, we get cut off on the backside, and then our linebacker tries to backdoor instead of scraping over the top, and, you know, next thing you know, you're down 7-0. It's like, well, shoot, here we go. You know, they're really good. Their ability to put their foot in the ground and get vertical through an open space is really impressive. And if you give them a crease, they're going to take that crease. And so similar to last week in terms of being able to fit it, you know, we got to fit it with our perimeter players, be disciplined when we do fit it, and we got to win some of those one-on-one battles in space. And, you know, I think Friday against, you know, this past Friday against the opponent that we had, we for the most part, we won those, you know, we won those one-on-one shots, those one-on-one opportunities in the hole. We're going to have to do the same this Friday. You know, we're going to have those opportunities in the hole, and we're going to have to win them if we're going to make them go the long way and try and generate some stops. You look at them on special teams, and they're extremely sound. They don't beat themselves. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Extremely efficient is how I would describe their special teams units. They have the ability to try and manipulate you in some ways. You know, they drew Lawrence North offsides after their first touchdown, got the ball on the 1.5-yard line, and went for two and got it. Well, I mean, that's hard. I mean, it's you know, it's going to lean on you. It's going to be hard. And then you look at them defensively, and it really starts up front for them. You know, they're down three guys, really set the tone for the rest of their defense. Those down three guys not only can generate and make plays by themselves, but they also set people up on their team to make plays. You know, you got to commit blockers to those guys because they're so talented that it frees other players up that wouldn't otherwise normally be free. And, you know, their ability to close space and their ability to make plays in the open field is impressive. And so, you know, we got our work cut out for us, you know, and it's a heck of an opportunity. You know, it's the seventh time in 4 years our two programs have met. And so there's certainly a lot of familiarity there. And, you know, our guys are going to be ready for the opportunity here in less than 48 hours.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I think he anticipated it. This is another meeting in the semi-state with Center Grove. It's like we're old friends at this point when it comes to the semi-state, and I think only maybe once or twice that I can think of that we've been to a semi-state level of the tournament, and that Ben Davis has seen somebody else. I think Avon was one a few years back. But, you know, Center Grove comes in, and you know what they do. They know what you do. So what makes the difference in a game like this when you're so familiar with the opponent? I mean, you've got a lot of guys that have – this will be their third semi-state start against Center Grove. So what makes the difference?
Well, it's going to come down to execution, right? It's going to come down to execution and the team that makes the fewest mistakes. So really, you know, the thing we've talked to our guys about all week is just execution and discipline. Execution and discipline. You know, both teams are going to have really good game plans. Both coaching staffs are really good coaching staffs. Coach Moore is a Hall of Fame head coach. He's going to be if he's not in the Indiana. He just went in the Indiana Football Hall of Fame this past summer, actually. So he's a Hall of Fame head coach. So this is going to come down to our ability to go execute our plan. It's going to come down to our ability to make sure our discipline allows us to make the fewest mistakes. You know, we got called for 13 penalties last week. You know, we were talking about things that we got to get better at. Inexcusable for us to have 13 penalties. We go down to Center Grove and have 13 penalties Friday. That's all the more yards that we have to make up on either side of the ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so our ability to execute our plan and our ability to be extremely disciplined is going to be everything for us. And, you know, we're gonna see some adversity. There's gonna be ebbs and flows. You get in a big game like this, there's been ebbs and flows every year. 2 years ago down there were ebbs and flows in that game. You know, last year, there were ebbs and flows in that game. You know, we're tied at halftime, and you know, just came out in the second half, and you know, felt like we lacked juice coming out in the second half, and it was like, guys, you know, you're in this ball game. We told you were gonna be in this ball game, and so like, there's a lot that we've learned over the last 2 years. We have to make sure we stay in the moment and our discipline doesn't waver. You know, our discipline is what can carry us through the ebbs and flows, as long as we're willing to stay steady and just take the next play and do everything we can with that next opportunity.
Coach, one big thing that was in this game, I know this was week four, we're now in week 13, so one thing that has improved throughout the season is the running game. Against Center Grove, you guys really didn't really run too often, and I know your backfield now is completely different than what it was in that week four matchup. What could that mean to running the ball? And then obviously this running game and offensive line every game seems to get better and better. And I mean, there's a tough run defense. They have Curry on the D-line, and he's one of the best in the state. So just what is the game plan going in when it comes to running the ball?
Well, you have to be calculated with it, right? And, you know, their scheme is unique. You know, not a lot of people run the defensive structure that they run when they're in their odd front stuff. You know, you look at what other teams do to them, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, that makes sense. So you got to beg, borrow, and steal a little bit, you know, from some other teams. But, you know, I think for us, we have to do what fits us. And run game-wise, you know, we feel like we have a better run game plan right now than we did in week four. And our ability now to go get off the ball, to go execute that run game plan, is going to be critical. Because, you know, yes, we're going to get off the bus and we're going to throw the football around. That's not a big secret. You know, when your quarterback is thrown for almost 3,000 yards, like that's the obvious part, right? But what the run game does is it allows us to stay patient, and it allows us an opportunity just to find a rhythm. You know, I think what you saw Friday from our offense and putting up 463 yards was the balance created windows. You know, you don't throw for 300 yards if you're not creating some sort of balance. And for us, it was important. It is important this week to be able to run the football and to get vertical in the run game.
Coach, obviously started the season 2-5, finished the regular season 4-5, kind of blow through the playoffs so far. So if you go back to last year, you were 7-5, sitting here looking at Center Grove, who's undefeated. This year, 7-5, sitting here looking at Center Grove, who's undefeated. So what's different about this year's team than maybe last year's team that went into that game and played very well the first half but struggled in the second?
Yeah, I think when you look at the two teams, you know, comparatively speaking, you know, we were still trying to get the pandemic off of us as we worked through the year last year, and even through the end of the season. You know, that week of school, you'll remember, was when we went fully virtual,
right?
And so, you know, we get the news that we're going to go fully virtual right before Thanksgiving, and it's the week of the semi-state. And so our routines and schedules were all out of whack. And we ran into a buzzsaw of a football team. I mean, let's make sure we give credit where credit's due. Right. That 2020 Center Grove team is, you know, is going to be talked about for a long, long time. And so for us, it, you know, I think what's different is, you know, the, those flight hours that we've talked about. You know, here we are, you know, we have a handful of guys that are making their third start in the semi-state. We have even more guys that have played substantial snaps in semi-state games who are making their second start or more. As do they, you know, to be honest, as do they. So, you know, I think it speaks to, you know, like it speaks to the tradition of our programs. You know, Center Grove's got a great football program. We have a great football program here at Ben Davis. And to be in the position that we're in right now, you know, we can take the lessons that we learned, that we've learned from the last 2 years and apply them forward here and give ourselves the best possible opportunity to go out and play well on Friday.
And finally, Coach, before we wrap it up, final thoughts and then thoughts for anything you got for Purple Rain.
Yeah, I think when you look at this football team, you know, they've been a resilient group all year. You know, that was one of the things that, you know, this group has seen and faced a lot of adversity. We're going to see and face adversity on Friday. It's not going to be anything that they haven't seen or dealt with before. And, you know, so we got to go be resilient, right? We got to go be resilient on the road. It's a place this senior class has played more than once. So they're familiar with the walk from the bus. They're familiar with the walk from the locker room. Everything's going to be a known for them. Mm-hmm. You know, what has to be a known is their assignment and their discipline and their willingness to sell out for 48 minutes. And then, you look at what Purple Rain, you know, we didn't, you know, it wasn't the biggest student section in the stadium on Friday, but daggone it, they were loud. And when the Giants had success, they carried us. And even when the Giants were sleepwalking a little bit, they were still screaming and yelling, and they got our parents going. Then you look at, you know, we sold out one fan bus. Just get on the bus and let's go. Get on the bus and let's go. Let's go down to Johnson County and go have as much fun as we can. You know, rocking our Ben Davis purple, and we're going to go have a heck of a night.
It should be a good one, and you get free pizza if you get on the bus. So
shoot, for the deal that they have right now with the fan bus, there's no excuse if you're even remotely interested. There's no excuse not to be there, ready to roll.
Yeah, it's ten, or if you go by on your own and show up at the gate, it's $10. If you ride the fan bus, you're getting a ride to the game and pizza, and you save $5. So
how can you beat that? Heck of a deal.
That's just the best deal you can have.
And if you haven't been to a game at Center Grove, it is a great atmosphere. They do a tremendous job down there. You know, they'll have a huge crowd. So it'd be nice to see that visiting stands, which are much smaller than the home stands, but be nice to have that and maybe some of that end zone filled with purple.
No question.
So that's going to be the ultimate goal. The undefeated Center Grove Trojans take on the 7-5 Ben Davis Giants. That's going to wrap up this edition of Inside Ben Davis Football. Thanks always to Coach Simmons for joining us as the Giants take on Center Grove for a chance to go to Lucas Oil Stadium next Saturday. It's going to be a good one. Coverage starts at 6:15, and the game will start at 7. Peyton Shaw and myself, Jack Swine, will be on the call. It's going to be a good one. A chance to go to state. Ben Davis versus Center Grove. This has been Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.